Five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Hello.
This is the Foul Mouth Podcast.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Foul Mouth Podcast. This is season 3, episode 2. It is ready, set, duck hunt.
It's duck season, baby. Let's give the people a visual of what's going on right now. So we are sitting in front of the buddy heater at the boat ramp. It's, what time is it, like 8 o'clock right now? The night before Arkansas
November opening. 18th?
Something like that. We don't even know. We've been driving all day, checking everywhere, but there's two trucks in the parking lot right now, one boat in the water, two guys and one dog, and that's just us.
I told my dad, I said, when we go back there from dinner, we're going to be boat number one and boat number two at the ramp. And there might be a few more here tomorrow. There may be three, four, five.
Nobody else scouted this place today. So the kind of to give you the outlook of Arkansas for those who we're anticipating everybody listening to this after their first weekend of Arkansas opener. A lot of guys are probably out hunting this weekend. Maybe some are starting next weekend, you know. But we scouted a lot. I mean, we went and looked at some really popular, prominent WMAs. And what did we find there, Jake?
Nothing.
Nothing. We showed up to one WMA at 6:20 this morning. And me and Jake's boat and trailer, we were both driving separate. We were number 37 and 38 boat just to pull up. And we heard the other boat ramp had 96 trucks in it.
Yes. We rolled up, and, you know, the big adage is, if you have water, you have ducks. Well, we found water, but the missing element seemed to be the ducks. And there wasn't a lot there for us. And so we ultimately made the executive decision.
We were just a little discouraged about if we're okay with hunting a not-so-good hole or not-so-good water situation if there's an ample amount of birds.
Yes.
But we had huge amount of pressure, huge amount of people and traffic and everything, very little spots, and hardly any water.
You hear the snows?
I heard them going over, yeah. And the amount of ducks we were seeing was just bare none. I mean, we saw, up until this evening, we had only seen maybe 150 mallards.
Yes.
And we've driven from...
We've driven over 300-something miles
just
today.
Yeah, up and down Arkansas while it was sunlight, so not during the dark. We've put in 3 or 4 boat ramps today.
I mean, this is the first time, other than scouting today, which was just boat riding, so we were still working, that both of us have sat down since 4 a.m.
Yep. Yeah, we've been going all day, so it's been a long day. We really wanted to crank out this podcast. So we're here at a boat ramp in Arkansas. We're the only trucks.
Are we crazy?
I mean, or do we know something that other people don't? My anticipation is some people know of this place. It's the problem is there's no water. There's no duck habitat around anywhere. So
yeah,
it's a stretch. The positive thing is we know where big clubs are, and where there's big clubs, they take care of their ducks. You know, they create duck habitat. And we want to get close to that as we can. And the best thing about today was at the very end of the day, we'd scouted all day. We jumped up a few birds. We just kind of settled. And we watched probably 1,000 mallards, you know, go to their roost tonight. That were, you know, what, a mile from where we're going to be hunting in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's not saying we're going to kill them. This podcast is going to come out. We're going to have shot, you know, 0 birds tomorrow.
Who knows? Yeah. Y'all could have either shot them way better than us or shot less than us. Who knows? It really could go either way. We've been going back and forth on it, and it's just, you know, could be a...
That side right there is, you know.
It could be a 9 wood duck limit kind of morning for opening morning. But, you know, obviously, you know, we hunted last weekend too already. This is not our first hunt of the season. And so
before we get into that, I think to reference like what Brooks talked about in the podcast with him, that there really is, like, we drove around so much today and we ran a couple major towns, you know, stopped at some duck hunting stores, And it was like Christmas Eve over here, like duck boat, duck trailer, you know, side by side, everything, everywhere, freaking packed with duck hunters.
We stopped at an outdoor store, and we ended up buying a case of ammo and some stools. And
but the radio station was there. There was 100 trucks in the parking lot.
Yes, the, you know, the radio so like, station was there. They were talking. Yeah, they were like, "Come free, on free down dogs, and get yeah. yeah, free hot dogs, all sorts of stuff."
And so, like, what back to what Brooke said? He said when Arkansas has water, it has 150 times more of duck habitat than any yes. other place. And when it doesn't have water, it has 150 times the amount of hunters as anywhere else, and no place is done. And that's really the key right now is the amount of places for us public guys to go is so slim right now. Like, we have yes. to share. Like, if you are hunting one of these WMAs this weekend, you're sharing. Like, I don't know how we're able. We're not sharing. We're hunting three people out of here, but like, we would yeah. if more guys were out here, you know. So like, our goal was, we wanted to, at the end of the day, we didn't want to go do the whole exhausting crowd thing and fight for a hole and all that to have a subpar hunt, you know. Yeah. So like, we may have a subpar hunt over here, but we're gonna wake up at 5 o'clock. You know, so like,
if we're sitting here, I'll tell you this: if one boat shows up in the middle of the yeah. night, we're both gonna be up. Yeah. We're gonna be get in the boat, go. You know,
but nobody scouted here. Yes, so like, there's a likelihood of somebody yeah. showing up here. It's slim.
There's also plenty of spots here. I'm not worried about it.
Oh yeah, if they went out there, and even if they were setting up where we'd want to set up, we'd just keep going.
Yeah,
to the next spot.
Just go to the next one. Yeah, but we've scouted out here. We've hunted out here. This is not new territory to us.
We've shot a few limits out here before.
Yeah.
So we're got it'll be fun. What we're looking forward to it is opening day. We got our buddy Ethan Howard joining us in the morning. He has been duck hunting for 26 years in Arkansas and never hunted a day on public. He thinks he's going to get his tires slashed when he gets here tomorrow, but we're going to prove him wrong. We're going to have a good time. Unfortunately, I wish we could take him to some really crazy stuff, but this is the best we can do. And at the end of the day,
yeah.
me and Ethan have been hunting together since we were in the third grade. So, like, we like to hunt together. So, this is just fun. So, we're looking forward to it. Hope all you guys are looking forward to it. But the exciting part that we really had was last week, and week zero, I call it, before Arkansas opened up, is we were able to get on some birds.
Yes, it was a ton of fun.
What was the key to success?
Scouting. 1,000%. Guys, if you're not scouting now, it is different in some of these green tree reservoirs in Arkansas and stuff. You if there are birds around, you know, you're looking for water,
right?
You know, like, there's
it's when some of the places in Arkansas yes. you can't even take your boat on at certain yeah. times. And so, like, once, you know, like a lot of the WMAs, once the season starts, you really can't scout because you can only be there during hunting hours. Everybody's mm-hmm. in a hole. So like,
now we were able to go scout a whole lot last weekend.
Yep.
And we had eight guys with us, and yep. the only two people going to scout was me and you. And
Kayla was out there a little bit.
Yeah, Drew went out there one time, but we joked and we said, you know, at the end of the day, I just don't trust anyone scouting report besides ours.
Well, we had been out there quite a handful of times. They had never been there before. So yeah. We had the upper hand. Caleb did get that really cool picture of those birds that were all bunched up. So, like, we initially chose a spot where we had jumped up, you know, hundreds of birds.
Yeah.
And we're like, you know, this is it. And we started hanging out there near it, not sitting in it, but sitting near it, kind of watching it. And the birds just started to pile up in a different spot all stinking day long, just piling up. By the end of the day, there was probably 5,000 birds sitting there. 65% of them were teal. The rest of them were gray ducks.
And we watched it until yeah. maybe 10 minutes before the sun went yeah. down.
Nobody had disturbed those birds
in
all
some
day long.
Jerk
yep.
in a freaking gator tail came running just past him. He passed all our boats.
Yeah, so the way it was a cove, and we had a boat on each side of it. There was two entrances.
We had everything blocked.
It was blocked. We were sitting there like, hey, we're watching these birds. Like, the ideal thing is we're going to let those birds fly off to the roost, and then we're going to go in there, and we're not going to go disturb them. Because we're decent people, and this dude in the mud motor drove right by.
Well, I mean, it's not about disturbing them because we're decent people. It's about not disturbing them because we're going to hunt there the next morning.
Yeah, we're hunting the next morning.
Like, I'm trying to roost those birds.
Our joke was, we were saying, what are all those birds saying to each other? They're saying, hey, same place tomorrow, same time.
Same time, same place. Like, let's go.
So he went in there, he busted them up, drove right past us. That kind of pissed us off a little bit.
He gave us the opportunity, though, to go ahead and get in there. If you listen to last week's podcast, we had two college students. students still in Weston. They were sleeping out there for us.
Yep.
And so after that happened, they happened to be standing right there. So we just pushed the boats back in there really quick. Yep.
Locked down our spot.
And locked down the spot. And so we left them out there.
Ended up being, they would categorize, or they would summarize it up as they were ill-prepared. You know,
that's why I said they just weren't prepared. Yeah.
And so they it did snow on them for like an hour. They thought they were gonna die. And they were like, y'all don't understand. We're like, no, we do. We did this last year.
Yeah.
So like, they, we're doing it right now.
They wanted someone to swap out with them at midnight. Yeah. And they so we have a house that we've rented, me, you, and Evan.
Yep.
And you know, everybody kind of, you know, pitched in for opening weekend, yep. I would say. Everybody paid their way.
Paid their due, yeah.
Still in Western College. They ain't got any money. I mean,
they
just
paid their way by sitting out there.
There's just no way around it. They're poor. They're broke. Being broke and being in college was so much fun, right?
No, it is.
And so we told them that they could come out there and hunt. And if they slept in the whole Friday night. And so they text us at maybe, the sun went down at 5, you know, and they text us maybe 7, 7:30. And they were like, hey, send someone to swap with us at midnight. And you looked at me and I said, I ain't going out there.
We'll see you at 3:30.
First off, at midnight to 3:30, it's only 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
And so we went out there. We kind of had to shuttle people on your boat because all of our other boats were out there. And we did take them some supplies.
Yeah.
And Drew brought a propane heater to
him,
and it didn't work. And
kind of found out it was just clogged with dirt. It was full because it was heavy as crap. I carried it out there.
And so,
but they thought about giving up at the end and going home when we all got out there.
Yeah.
But we convinced them because we said, look, we didn't come this far to shoot a 6-man limit. We're shooting an 8-man limit.
I told them, boys, would you take us back to the house. We wanted to go take a shower, get warm, and go to sleep.
Yep.
And they'd slept like all day beforehand too. And so I told them, we pulled up, I said, boys, y'all can either go down in greatness. I said, you can go back to the house and look at all the birds that we shot while y'all were there. And sure enough,
They powered through.
And
I think when it was worth it to them was when it was about 5 minutes before shooting light and we had all those mallards sitting in the hole. We didn't end up killing any of them, but they all just
because we're
there.
Sportsmen and we don't shoot before shooting light.
But at the end of the day, opening morning was great. We were done by 8:30. We had 48 birds
on the ground.
We had a band in the mix, so like that was cool. It was a group shot. Nobody really knows who shot it, but thankfully I was the one out there picking them up.
Denver picked it up, and he was like, "Well, since I picked it up, guess that means it's my band, boys."
Everybody was giving me a hard time, but I think that was the most justifiable thing. I don't think, because nobody clearly was like, oh, I definitely shot that.
Then we shot.
They may have said that, but they don't know 100%. I saw a lot of people shot.
The second day, someone shot a ringneck, and somebody goes, who shot that ringneck? And I go, well, by Denver's logic, I shot it, even though I didn't even pull the trigger. I was over there with with the camera the whole time.
Yeah, picking it up.
And picking it up. I said, since I picked it up, I shot it, even though I didn't have a gun in my hand.
Yeah, well, that was good. And then, so we shot mostly teal, and our objective the next day was like, hey, somebody asked me, hey, why not go back to the same hole? And I was like, well, we didn't go back to the same hole because we wanted to kill bigger ducks. We wanted to go after mallards.
Yes.
And so me and you went scouting again, and we found this hole somewhere else, and it was filled. It had 500 plus big birds in it. And I went there the next morning and kind of did it all over again. Of course, we had to work a lot harder because they're not teal. It's not a dub shoot.
At the end of the day, I mean, I went out there that morning.
Yep.
So Dylan and Weston wanted to complain about sleeping out there. And I went out there at 2:30 on Sunday morning.
But what they were saying was the disadvantage is you had a heater. They did not.
Yes. Because I was like, different. This is the difference between being an adult and being a child right here. And I said, the adult brought a heater with him and made sure that he had propane and everything.
Yep.
Made sure the heater worked. And so it was fun. You know, I sat out there for I guess about 2 or 3 hours before y'all got out there.
Yeah, we rolled up. I had a decent time, and But yeah, it was that was a good hunt. I mean, it took us longer. We didn't get done until 11:30.
Same amount of birds. Same amount of birds. 2 hours longer.
Yeah, 2 hours longer. But it was bigger ducks, and we had to work them hard. We had to stay hidden. We had to adjust the decoy several times. I mean, we had a handful of mallards in there. Again, you know, 5 minutes before shooting light, we had a dozen mallards, way more than the day before. You know, I think it's kind of a bad sign, honestly, that the times that we have mallards in the hole before shooting light, I feel like we never really end up killing that many mallards.
I agree.
It's like, dang it, they're here too early. Like, I don't understand why, but that seems to be the case. Like, we always think, oh, we're gonna freaking smash them, and then the shooting light happens, and they're gone, dude, gone.
Yeah, it was a fun hunt. I enjoyed it. Day one of the season, which was Saturday, was a little bit more like a dove shoot.
Yeah,
is what I said.
Yeah, you know, there's a whole, great.
Oh yeah, I love.
But you don't have to work. I mean, we probably could have brought our
cars. I had a great time. Yep. You know, like, but it was more like we had a hard time calling shots. Yep. You know, and everybody being
well,
organized.
That's hunting eight people in public, not in timber, not having an A-frame blind where it's real easy for everybody to see. But if we fast forward to our third hunt out there, it was just me, you, and Malachi, and who else?
Caleb.
And Caleb, yeah. And we joined up with two other buddies out there, and we explained that to Malachi because that was his first time duck hunting this whole weekend.
Oh, yeah. First two duck hunts of that man's life.
A-man limit on public.
He shot A-man limit on public two days in a row, and I told him Sunday going into Monday, I said, buddy, if we limit out tomorrow, you best not ever go duck hunting ever again, but, because it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. And we... prime example of why it worked out so well Saturday and Sunday is we were where the ducks wanted to be.
Yes.
Plain and simple. And then Sunday, we were just on the other side of
Monday.
Or Monday, we were just on the other side of where the ducks wanted to be. Like, we were able to call at them and thought we had a chance, but they were all going to
the
other side.
Had we been there first thing in the morning, and we didn't end up... We ended up moving, and we still had a pretty good morning. We shot 12 birds.
Yeah.
And
Super freaking windy.
It's so windy, but, in the waves.
Yeah.
I almost sank my boat. There will be a video on TikTok. Yeah, I just had water crashing over the transom. Installed a bilge pump this week to solve that. But Yeti Bucket bailed me out. Literally bailed me out. And it was a fun hunt. We had a good time. I think everybody's ready to go home.
Yeah.
You know, it was, you know, overall it was a very successful opening weekend.
For sure.
And it was successful.
We couldn't ask for any better. I mean, our over under was like 23.5. We well succeeded that. So we came home with 100+ ducks. Like, we can't beat that. And now here we are. We're sitting here in Arkansas staring at the, you know, clear blue skies. It's freezing cold temperatures. Mallards are out
here. It's kind of cloudy.
It's a little cloudy. But, I mean, we could see the stars when we first started. But we got great weather. It's opening day of Arkansas.
Yeah.
So, opening weekend. So, guys, don't get discouraged about the conditions right now. Like, it's going to rain eventually. There will be more water. You can just keep looking for them. Like, the ducks still are migrating. You know, they're not going to just – they may skip the whole state, but just keep looking for them. I mean, today we looked all day long, and finally the very last, you know, literally – 5 minutes before there was no dark, we saw like a thousand birds.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we saw a thousand big ducks.
Yeah, big ducks.
All just moving around.
And I think it was no wind today. There was no reason for them to get up.
Yeah.
You know, so
we're
going to
be in a spot where there's a possibility that we can traffic those birds.
Yep, that's
tomorrow.
Our objective is we're getting in between where the ducks are hanging out. So, like, if you can't hunt on a WMA, which we're not doing, we're trying to simulate that, you know, looking for places that have refuges on them. You're looking around like somebody's about to show up here.
Well, I mean, I looked over there and you can kind of see a light.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's the factory down the road that's making all that noise. But, well, other than that, this is it, right?
I think this is it,
it's
man.
It's opening weekend. We're sitting here, the only two trucks at this whole boat ramp.
I'm looking forward to not waking up at 1:30 to stage your boat at 2.
We're sleeping in our trucks. My boat's already in the water.
Yeah.
Ethan's going to get over here at, you know, 5 o'clock. Speaking of that, I got to text him, tell him.
You tell him to bring some hot biscuits with him.
Yeah.
But
he said, just send me that pen. Old man got to go to sleep.
But yeah, guys, don't get discouraged. The birds are here. There's water in places. You just are going to have to put in the work to get them. And that's just kind of how it's going to be this season more than anything.
Yep.
And I guess the next podcast we do will probably be right around Thanksgiving. And we're going to go back out to our house and
we're taking pops with us.
We're taking the old men with us. I guess we'll crank out a podcast with the four of us. Good. It'd be kind of fun.
You want me to tell Ethan to meet us here at 5:15? Is that good?
Yeah. 5:15 is fun.
Yeah, see, what time are you waking up? 5 o'clock. If he's getting unless somebody pulls in here, so that's the benefit. I mean, that's super late for all the public guys on that.
I mean, I got up earlier than that this morning to go scout.
Yeah, for real. So, yeah, guys, good luck to y'all this weekend. Hope y'all bang on them. Hope y'all have a good time. We're gonna be out here. We may only hunt a day or two, but we're gonna give it a good shot. Then get geared up for Thanksgiving and going out to our house again. So, but good luck to all y'all. Hope y'all have fun. Maybe we'll see y'all at our boat ramp in the morning. We'll be here in our trucks. Come knock on the window. It's before 5. So,
yeah.
But good luck to you guys. We'll see you.
Yep. Catch you boys at the ramp.